Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm gonna look in the mirror. All these lines in my face getting clear.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I mentioned in the previous segment my new book, which is just not available right now, but it is available for pre-order on Amazon. It'll be, I have it in my hands. We just haven't released it yet. It'll be out in May. You'll be able to receive it in May, but right now it's available for pre-order. And I just wanted to mention one other thing that I'm kind of proud about. I think you would be too. And I hope you're proud of me for it, if you've been hanging out with me very long. The book has already won an Axiom Gold Medal. That's an international business book competition. It's already won a gold medal. I'm really excited about that. When you work as hard as you do to put together a book, especially one like this one, and I think you'll know what I mean when you see it, that's pretty cool. So I'm kind of proud of that. Hope you don't mind me saying that. So, all right, it's President's Day, right? And I'm not too crazy about the way the government did this. I don't like President's Day on a Monday. I think we should recognize Lincoln on his birthday and Washington on his birthday. But so be it. It's the one that they've said. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about our first president. The date was September 19, 1796. In his farewell address to the people, in which he declined to serve a third term as president, that's right, they wanted him to do three. He declined. There was no law. The one we have today about president can only serve two terms, that didn't exist for another 150 years. Probably about another 150 years. But President Washington, when he gave us the farewell address, he gave us a name, a distinction, and a bond in his farewell address in 1796. The name, American, he named us Americans, which belongs to you and me. And this is his quote. The name American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism. You have in common cause fought and triumphed together. The independence and liberty you possess are the work of joint councils and joint efforts, of common dangers, sufferings, and successes, end quote. Isn't that beautiful? George Washington said, the name American, which belongs to you. He named us, my friends. And it sounds like us, doesn't it, small business owners? We're like America's founders. We fight for our independence every day. Our common cause is self-determination, and our joint councils are the relationships and the communities that we build. The dangers we face are not unusual, are usually not life-threatening, I should say. They're usually not life-threatening like some of the revolutionaries had to deal with. But other than our lives, we put everything else on the line. And sometimes we feel like our lives are on the line, don't they? When we have those times. I've had those times. You've heard of someone saying they didn't know if they were working, they were day-to-day with their business. I don't know if I'm going to make it another day. I've told you before, I didn't know if there were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it another hour. The next phone call, if it was my banker, I'm out of business. I had those times. The dangers we face are not as life-threatening as revolutionaries, but we put everything else on the line. Washington said the name American should exalt the pride of patriotism. That was his statement. For American entrepreneurs, that name, American, exalts the pride of our spirit, our independence, and our excellence. In America this week, we celebrate the 286th anniversary of the birth of George Washington, someone whose character and dedication earned him the title the father of our country. If he were alive today, I'm convinced he would salute small business owners because their character and dedication have earned them the title, the backbone of the economy. And folks, that's the reason why I do what I do. I consider you to be the backbone of this economy. And this is why I've taken to the ramparts for the last few weeks and months about some of the inequity that you and I have dealt with. I'm not going to get political here. This isn't political. The inequity of the tax bill, I don't think President Washington would like it because he was a small business owner too. But the inequity, I hope you'll read my column this week. And I'll be talking about it later in the week. But if you don't have my newsletter, if you subscribe, you can get it now. And it's all free. But it's where I talk about how the tax code will play out in the marketplace. And not always in our favor. And so when President Washington is proud of you for being yourself, that's a good thing. But I'm going to be more than just proud of you. I'm going to be standing up for you and speaking out whenever people are doing things, especially modern politicians that aren't helping you and me, small business owners. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
You still got to try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.